Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Force to the max. Let's check in on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with Royce White, former first-round pick, now running against Ilhan Omar for a seat in Congress, and he joins us now. Royce, before we talk politics, what did you think of the Timberwolves season and their bow out to Memphis?
I thought they had a good season. I thought they overachieved. I think Finch did a good job of getting those guys ready to play Memphis. They dropped two games that they should have won, and they should have been advancing to the second round for sure. I think there's a lot to build on going into next season.
So. Do you think that they're on the verge of being a real contender in the West, or are they a long ways away?
I mean, the West is getting airtight. You know, you got a lot of series going. I mean, the entire league at the top in the playoffs is showing or shaping up to be very competitive across the board. You're seeing a lot of game sevens happening. So I think they're closer than they realize, for sure. But it always is going to come down to culture, right? And some guys can be taught culture and some guys can't. Some coaches can compensate for the culture that they lack. Some guys can. And sometimes talent does it for you. So all of those things are to be figured out for them.
Patrick Beverley spouted off about Chris Paul. Do you find that to be fair play, or do you say that's a no-no? Did he break a code?
I'm not familiar with what he said about Chris Paul. What was the comment?
He basically called him out as not being a tough guy. You know, last year they had their altercation in the playoffs, and then when Phoenix lost this year, Beverly had this back and forth with him that led to a suspension for Beverly. He basically said Paul's not a tough guy, nobody fears him, all those things, and he was very public about it. And not that guys don't have those opinions, but the fact that he was public about it, would that be disturbing to you or not?
No, not at all. I mean, I think overall the NBA has become really soft, especially from a social standpoint and around, you know, the expectations of guys publicly and the things they can or can't say or are supposed to or not supposed to say. Personally, I think Chris Paul is a sellout myself. So, I mean, whatever he said, fair play to him. I like Patrick Beverley. He's a dog. He plays hard. I think he might blew a game there, pissing off Ja Morant with the way he trash talks. But you got to love it, and that's the culture that you want, and you would rather lose and go down building a tough culture than to just give games away out of friendship.
For sure. Understood. Now, you got a town hall meeting coming up in your run for office. Explain where it is and what it will be about.
Well, we're doing a town hall through a new foundation, you could say, a new organization called the Free People of America. And it will be at the Minneapolis Convention Center on Saturday afternoon from 2 to 5. And the topic is referendum, referendum on American politics, referendum on America, the idea of America, many political issues on the table, obviously, from many, many different walks of life and many different angles and worldviews. So we just plan to tackle a lot of those issues, and this will be the first of many town halls, but we urge people to get out there. It's the first 300 tickets are free. We really want to just drive engagement and have people understand that there is a new Republican Party in Minnesota. And I don't say that to be grandiose. I mean that there's a genuine split between the traditional Republican establishment and the America First movement. And people have to understand that. And I think it's the only way for us to reach across the aisle or reach into the constituency that has otherwise not voted in the past. And form a new constituency that sees the value in the America First agenda.
So what are we going to have? You're going to be up on stage? What kind of a format is it?
Well, we have a panel. There'll be a panel for the first hour and a half to 2 hours. And then for the next hour to hour and a half, we're going to open it up to the crowd for Q&A. And the entire thing is going to be streamed live. It's going to air on YouTube that day live and also on Getter, which is the new conservative social media platform. So we're all hooked up to stream live across a few platforms. I think it's going to premiere on Facebook Live as well. And, the goal is to address the crisis of leadership, but ultimately to address the crisis of culture, which we can only do from breaking these ideas and topics down to the bare bones and getting to the meat of what needs to be discussed and what needs to be done going forward.
At the crux, what would you say differentiates you from Ilhan Omar?
Well, number one, I'm not in on it. I say that jokingly, but with all sincerity, a good portion of the politicians, besides Ilhan, I mean, Ilhan's certainly an example, but a good portion of all the politicians in the field currently are in on it. And when I say in on it, I mean they're in on a uniparty scam to undermine the citizenship of the American people and specifically the working class. This entire globalism initiative is predicated on one idea alone, that the working class is no longer necessary as technology and automation continue to grow. And they will ship our jobs across seas or to whoever they need to until the technology gets to a point where they don't really need people at all. And each sector has begun to show the ramifications of that. And we haven't done what we need to do about it. Now you got inflation and job insecurity, food shortages. The whole thing is crumbling. So there's a lot to talk about.
All right. And when you go into her district to campaign, how does it go?
Well, I'm from the neighborhood. Yeah. Ilhan's actually not from Minneapolis. I was born and raised.
Born and raised right here. You can see the IDS tower from your window.
You know my family for many generations.
Yeah.
So, I'm from the community. So, I think one of the huge disservices that the American media has done is frame the two political parties in a very misleading way, misinformative way. And so I have to rectify some of that. And people are very confused that I would even run as a Republican. But I try and remind people that the Republican Party is going through its own civil war and that there's going to be a new Republican Party that comes when the smoke clears. And ultimately, I was born and raised a Catholic and a Christian. And the Democratic platform and the far left, for sure, including Ilhan Omar and the rest of the squad, have deviated greatly from any reverence for spiritual faith or spiritual life. There's almost an anti-God sentiment that has crept up and grown over the American culture as a whole, especially through mainstream media. So, I can't be aligned on the left categorically because I believe in God and they openly reject God. So we got to get the parameters of this thing back reoriented and set and then try and grow a constituency from there. That's what I aim to do.
Royce, appreciate your time, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, brother. Hope we see you on Saturday.
You got Royce White. Nice stuff to join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.